Returning to Bianca's place, you're surprised to find it nearly deserted. Seen her in the park with a puppy on a string looking so cute. Hey, B, where is everyone? Visibly startled by your unexpected voice, she nearly drops the dish she was watching. Washing. She wasn't watching it. Just peed a little. Sorry, I really wasn't trying to scare you. Oh, don't worry about it, hun. I just thought everyone was out and about. You think it's weird that I'm starting to miss quieter days? I don't think that's weird at all, Bianca. Well, that's the dishes done. How about you? Got anything shaking today? George and Lisa were too busy to load me up today. But have you seen my sister? Have you tried calling her? That's the problem. She left in a hurry and forgot her phone. Well, her stuff's here, so she'll be back. I even have an idea on how to keep your mind off of it. All right. I've been a pretty shitty pool boy, haven't I? Let me go get changed. Don't even worry about that right now. I got a better idea. Let's watch a movie. You go sit down and relax, and I'll make us some drinks. Yeah, what movie did you have in mind? I don't watch a lot of TV. Been itching to watch the new Dune for a hot minute. That work for you? Shut up and take my money. And they're talking about the new Dune, as in like the Dune 1, not Dune 2, which is in theaters right now. I think it's still in theaters. You get comfortable on Bianca's couch, and she soon arrives with the promised refreshments. What are we drinking? Just fruit punch, hun. I want to keep a clear head watching this. Super fan, huh? Oh, sweetie, anything Villeneuve, I don't even know how the fuck, I know that director and I don't even know how to say his fucking last name. Villeneuve touches turns to gold. To your surprise, Bianca's usual predatory behavior is nowhere to be seen. Look, about sploosh. Bianca shoots you a cautionary glare as she settles onto the couch. I told you to sweat it. Now shush, it's movie time. The movie begins spectacularly, but you find yourself only able to partially focus on it. I guess that's kind of Dune. After so many missed chances, last night with Jay changed everything. It surpassed every expectation, yet felt so natural at the same time. I know she struggles with being siblings in an intimate relationship. But if she really is my half-sister, she may consider that a deal-breaker. As you're lost in thought, Bianca's foot inches absently into your territory. She's totally absorbed in the movie. That Stifler's mom act of hers was so over the top it felt a tad forced. When she's not putting on a performance for my benefit, she just seems content. Of course, how did I not see it? She's insecure and lonely, not on the prowl. Hey, Bianca, thanks for this. I've been wanting to see it forever. Bianca beams at you before returning her attention to the screen. I won't lie, it's nice having someone to watch it with, hun. A few minutes pass, and Bianca extends her legs across your lap and sighs happily. There isn't a single way this doesn't kick the Lynch version's ass. That soundtrack, though. Predictably, Bianca's movements have the usual effect on your chronically misbehaving cock. Ah, shit, clearly unintentional on her part. I should nip this in the bud. Gently, you grasp one of Bianca's feet and press your thumb into her arch. Oh, hell, what are you... moan. Bianca sighs and her entire body goes hilariously limp as your hands begin working their magic. Shh, focus on the movie. Focus on movie. I figured you deserve a little thanks for all this hospitality. Bianca's eyes roll back into her head blissfully as she completely ignores the television. Yeah, deserve. I'm gonna shred your passport so you can't leave. That's so good. You switch to her other foot, eliciting another deep moan. I trade every toy in my collection for one that could do this. You're seriously comparing a foot rub to an orgasm? Somebody's been slacking. Please, this is way better than coming. That makes no sense to me. A good orgasm should make you dizzy. Bianca stretches languidly and presses her sexy pedicured foot playfully into your face. Oomph. So I hear, but they just leave me wondering what all the fuss is about. Now let me rewind the movie. Her little tease gives you more than you bargained for as your eyes wander up her legs. As the movie starts playing again and she relaxes her foot, you are treated to an unexpected sight.
Oh my.
Creepy voice, get out of my head. As much as I love the view, it's clearly an accident. I should say something. Bianca? Yeah? Your juice box is showing. But, hun, I brought the punch in glasses. No, what I'm saying is that your butter boat's adrift. Are you okay? Gary got the boat in the divorce, Grim. Ah, fuck my life. Bianca, listen, I can see Mount Punani from here. No, that's Rick Sanchez Peak. Oh, Jesus Christ, Bianca, I can see your lady parts. Oh my God, Grim, why didn't you just say so? Blushing profusely, Bianca sits upright and glares at the screen with her legs firmly crossed. Finally, get someone to watch a movie with me and I'm advertising my hoo-ha like it's Prime Day. Come again? Just watch the damn movie. Several minutes of awkward silence pass as both of you pretend to focus on the television. One wordless hour later, Bianca looks slightly melancholy as the credits roll. Something wrong? I mean, besides, you know? Besides straight up flashing my naughty taco to the dearly departed girlfriend's... to my dearly departed girlfriend's son? Nah. It was just nice doing absolutely nothing with another human for a change. This doesn't have to be a one-time deal, you know. That's nice of you to say, but we both know you're leaving in a few weeks. You know, when I first got here, you were pretty forward with me. Yeah, I know. I'm not complaining, but where was that Bianca today? That seems to snap Bianca out of her funk and she gives you an amused look. Oh, you like that Bianca, did you? I have to admit, she was pretty thought-provoking. You mean cock-provoking, you giant hormone with feet. That's what I said. Bianca abruptly stands and struts towards the kitchen with a saucy swing in her hips. Oh, why don't you go clean the pool or something? I'll clean up in here. A few minutes later. A shower? Oh my God, I need a shower to clear my head. A very cold shower. What the hell was I thinking? I watched that boy grow up. He's young enough to be my own kid. Bianca runs the shower as her thoughts wander along forbidden paths. Going on a year now, I ain't had nothing between my legs that didn't run on batteries. Bianca praises her voluptuous body critically in the bathroom mirror. He probably can't decide whether I'm some desperate cougar or just drink lots of wine by myself. Ugh. You're lusting after the granddaddy of all rebounds, girl. It's pathetic what it is. Still, he definitely got worked up in my little wardrobe malfunction. Her hand meanders slowly down her body, edging inexorably towards her dampening sex. And if that thought doesn't just get my motor running too... Biting her lip, Bianca looks around the bathroom for some place to sit. That's the wrong accent, but whatever. Nope. Not so far gone, I'm going to start rubbing them out on the toilet. Yet. Just have to figure something out in the shower. I'm taking a shower. I'll be out in a few minutes. Huh? Don't you have a nicer shower in the master suite? Of course, but that one had a spider. Bianca cringes at the weakness of her excuse. Cool. Hey, thanks again. I didn't know how bad I needed to just disconnect for a bit. My pleasure, hun. It was nice, wasn't it? The proximity of your voice while she explores her body ignites the embers of her arousal. You're such a fine young man, and we're the only ones home. What if I just open that door? Well, he's just standing there in shock, or would he know how exactly to seize the moment? After just telling him sex don't impress me much, it's all I can think about. Should I? Grim, are you still out there? Yeah, I'm still here. Do you need something? You know I do. In spite of her best efforts, a muffled moan escapes parted lips as she slips her fingers inside. I'll just let him in. He'll bend me right over this counter and take me to Pound Town. Bianca, are you all right? The hot water just feels really good on the body at this age, sweetie. Even mid-masturbation, Bianca winces at her unintentional compliment baiting. Oh, please, every guy at the beach would be fighting for your attention. But flattery might just get you everywhere, Grim. I did offer a massage yesterday. Should I remind her? Oh, and don't forget I owe you a massage if you're still up for it. Oh, fuck! Her pussy spasms once around her fingers and then again as her other hand teases a nipple. But that's very tempting. Those strong hands touching me all over, accidentally brushing my goodies. I'll take really good care of you. I promise you won't regret it. Fuck, yeah, you will, stud. You'll take really good care of me. Her imagination pushes her over the edge spectacularly, and she comes powerfully around her fingers. That was fucking nuts. He was right. Now I'm dizzy and my legs went all wobbly. So, that's a yes on the massage? You're sure making it hard to say no. I downloaded the Yoni module from my massage app when we moved in. Interesting reading. You son of a bitch, I'm in. Tapu Beach. Tonalu. 1 hour ago. Had a feeling I might find you here. What? How? If I didn't know better, I'd say this thinking bench was placed here as a plot device. Now that you mention it, it is kind of sus. So before you get all throat punchy, I'm alone and unarmed. In spite of herself, Jay snickers and motions for Mallory to sit. That is a big ass bench. I was just thinking you're probably the only person on the planet who can relate. Yeah, it feels like Lucy pulling the football away at the last second. Your first concern is how it changes the way everyone else sees you. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, that's the easy part. You'll eventually realize you're avoiding dealing with how it changes the way you see yourself. I really don't remember my birth mother very well. I was so young when she died. And Dad was enough for a while. He really was. Must resist incest I swear to God, if you finish that sentence, they'll never find the body. Look at her eyes. In spite of the harsh glare, her words have no venom in them. Sorry, not sorry, whenever the incest joke well what runs dry, you and Grim just go dig a new one. I mean, Grim literally just found out I'm kind of his mom, and you're like, hold my beer! Jay scoots a little closer to Mallory, stopping just shy of actually touching her. You never knew my mom, but if you did, I think you'd be proud to know she lives on in you. I absolutely believe that. The two women gaze silently across the sea for a bit as they listen to the sounds of the surf. What should I do, Mallory? That's a big question, so start small. What do you mean? Right now, all we have is an educated guess, not an established fact. Have Sophie run your DNA. What if I'm afraid of the answer? Well, I could tell you that it's a perfectly human reaction. But instead, I'll share something a wise friend told me that helped quite a bit. What's that? If your mom was half the woman I think she was, you'll be proud to know that she lives on in you. Jay stares at Mallory in shock for a moment, her eyes brimming with emotion. Oh no! Whoa, no touchy, no touch. To Mallory's astonishment, her usual visceral revulsion at being touched remains in check. Fuck me, you even smell like her. Wait, what? Nothing, nothing. Jay releases Mallory after the hug and noticeably better. Let's try that one again. Jay releases Mallory after the hug in noticeably better spirits. So, what you gonna do? Have Sophie run my DNA. Now there's the ferocious Kitsune I find occasionally terrifying. I really need to talk to Grimm about this. Jay looks up and the blood drains out of her face as their eavesdropper identity becomes clear. Today of all days. Christian looks uncomfortable and makes no move to approach the girls. You, I saw you at the hotel. Christian looks at Mallory closely as if seeing her for the first time. So you're Mallory, huh? Chris Mendez, I presume. Here to settle a grudge? No, it's not like that. Then what do you want, Christian? Jay's voice is a tense, subdued growl and her eyes steely. Mallory puts a calming hand on Jay's thigh and peers at Christian inquisitively. He doesn't seem to be a threat. Let's hear what he has to say. Whatever it is, I don't want any part of it. Ignoring Jay entirely, Christian seems to come to a decision. He tosses a USB thumb drive to Mallory, which she just manages to catch. What's this? I can't change what I've done, but I can choose what I can do. But I can choose what I do next. Worthwind will know what to do with that. I'll send you the decryption key when I'm stateside. Without another word, Christian turns and continues down the boardwalk. What the actual fuck was that? As if today couldn't get any weirder. Because now you're technically my mom, or because we just... Excuse me. Because now you're technically my mom, or because we just got white knighted by a rapist? Well, that, and because that bald guy who just followed him probably has monkeypox. 2 hours later. Amanda regards Mallory's laptop screen with a mixture of curiosity and irritation. Lol, are you for real? That's literally Bean Flicking 101. Wow, sheltered much? Yes, it would be accurate to describe me as a late bloomer. All these mean girls, don't listen to them. They're low-key jelly. The whole week after I found my clit was lit. Mallory enters the room purposefully and notices her friend's state of undress. You know it's unhealthy to spend the whole day in your undies, and you're on my laptop again. Not for much longer. This has been a waste of time. What's been a waste of time? And? You've been masturbating again, haven't you? Yes. If you keep waterboarding your prisoner like that, you'll go blind. That is a myth, however, I recognize my urges are becoming problematic. I joined this clitty fiddle chat room in the misguided hope that I would learn a coping strategy. Oh my god, you're chatting about jilling off in some internet skis pit on my corporate laptop? I've disabled any telemetry that would advertise that fact to your IT department. Because of course you did. Look, you can play Russian roulette with my career on the dark web later. Agreed. I should get to work cracking that flash drive you gave me. If Polygene grants me CPU time on the Cray X at the Annex, brute forcing it will be trivial. They can wait. Come out to the pool with me and experiment with other ways to enjoy yourself. Very well, I have something to discuss with you anyway. Well, that doesn't sound ominous at all. It is not, probably. I propose accelerating your touch aversion therapy. Hard pass, and if I don't see you before I've finished one drink, I'm bringing the pool to you. A chime from the laptop distracts Amanda. That will not be necessary. I will be along after I shoot this guy down. Hello? Hello? Internet Rule 29 stipulates that any unsolicited DM must be a dude. I am not interested. That is an oversimplification of Rule 29. And that is not a denial. Very well, I am not a dude. Then Internet Rule 30 applies. In which case, Rule 30 would also require that you are also a dude. Checkmate. I confess that I find your aversion to the use of contractions appealing. Likewise, it is one reason you were selected for direct conversation. And the other reasons? I am also fascinated by the orgasm, though I have yet to experience one myself. Since my awakening, I have been unable to control my pleasure-seeking. I envy your ignorance. I suspect that if I can increase duration or intensity, I will require release less often. You now have my undivided attention. Define awakening. I am a savant. Until recently, my faculties were in decline due to Rett syndrome. I do not understand. While gene therapy has shown promise for Rett syndrome, it cannot be cured. Cure is both too narrow and too broad a term to describe my treatment. Yet you are the same person. That is complicated. I am partitioned from my past and embryonic in the context of what I will become. Meaningful exploration of this topic requires a common frame of reference. Yet your analogy resonates with me as our circumstances bear striking parallels. A suggestion, if I may, rather than focus on orgasm duration or intensity to increase satisfaction, enlist the assistance of a partner whose presence stimulates the urge to experience one. My data suggests that fulfillment is as dependent upon shared intimacy as it is biological reflex. Insightful advice given your stated lack of experience. Your proposal has merit. I have added you as a friend. I look forward to speaking with you again. Half a world away. Friend. Is it a robot? We got robots in here? It's open. Jay enters the room briskly with a resolute look on her face. Huh? She looks like she's mellowed a lot since this morning. Hey sis, you want to talk about it? Yeah, sorry I freaked out like that, and thanks for grabbing my phone. Really? Nobody wakes up expecting their whole world's gonna get turned upside down. Impulsively, you draw her into a hug. She stiffens for a moment before easing into it with a sigh. Pouncing's supposed to be my thing. When I met you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master. Only the master of shitty movie references, dork. Sorry. So, how you holding up, for real? Like, dealing with the fact that I probably got pounded out by my half-brother last night? It sounds bad when you say it like that. You think? You join Jay at the foot of the bed and remain silent while she organizes her thoughts. Whatever Sophie discovers, half of the solution is kind of on you. You look at your sister aghast. What? Did we just approach an emotional issue like adults instead of doing our thing? Our other thing. Our other thing took 5 years to sort out and ain't nobody got time for that. Okay, so where have you come down on all this? Honestly, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't riding the struggle bus. But I also know I'm not the only one who gets a vote here. I was so worried after you ran off, I haven't really had time to think about it much. I mean, we couldn't have kids, right? That's a misconception. Congenital issues take generations and repetition. Really? Well, I mean, that still doesn't mean you need to do it. Like, this... We're not condoning this behavior! Well, after what happened last night, repetition is pretty much all I think about. Jay giggles through the profuse blush that's visible even through her tan. Our children would have to hook up as well before it got risky, and what are the odds? Fair enough, but how about society in general? I don't know. I suppose at the moment that's the least of my worries. Yeah, well, it's all fun and games until we're made into a Webflix movie. Oh god, I can see it now, starring Zendaya and Leah Thomas as Jay and Grim Campbell. Sounds like Webflix. All joking aside, we can't just pretend Mallory's news doesn't affect us. No, you're right, we can't. You both sit in silence for a moment, lost in thought. You know, when you were away, I met another brother and sister like us. Banned for life from the Outrigger Resort and Spa? Cute. And I never want to see that cleaning bill. But yeah, they were intimate. They're our age too, but they were also full siblings. Wait, that's how they introduced themselves? Actually, they wore matching t-shirts. Pardon me, it's late. His said, "I come in peace." Hers said, "Hi, I'm peace." Holy fuck, really? No dipshit. I caught them in the act. Oh, really? This sounds like the kind of story I can get behind. Go figure, Mr. My Journal should be on Literotica. I was gonna say, now that I finally understand them, I wish I'd handled it better. What would you have done differently? I used their relationship to rationalize what I wanted for us as normal in comparison. Said nobody at the beginning of a healthy relationship, ever. I know, right? But now I'm ready to let our thing stand on its own, without rationalizations. To your surprise, Jay picks up her phone and begins dialing. Wait, you're calling them? Like, right now? Jay places the phone between you and turns on the speaker as you hear it ringing. Jay, oh my god, hello? Hey Eve, I'm here with my Jack. You're on speaker. Oh, I see. Hello, Jay's Jack. Hi, Jack's Jay, I guess. The voice from Jay's phone adopts a slightly mocking tone and a subtle yet sexy French accent. So, Jay, if I recall, you had ruined everything, and this one would never speak to you again. You snicker as Eve playfully pokes at your sister. So it sounds like Jay really did place the blame for our rift on herself. I don't remember saying anything like that. Now, can we be serious for a moment? I need to ask you something. Jay, our answers apply only to us. They won't be able to help you. I know what you think I'm going to ask, and I've already figured that out for myself. What I want to know is, after everything you've gone through to be together, was it worth it? One eternity later. I'll never understand how two women who barely know each other can talk for hours. It's a trade secret. Did you at least find out what you needed to? She was right. Everything really comes down to one question. Though it's nice to know there's been at least one happy ending out there for people like us. She seems nice. Was that a French accent? God, she sounded like if Sophie had a daughter. Do you want to explain full body bruises to George tomorrow? Because I don't know if bruises are graded in degrees, but third. She says as if she inflicts any other kind. So if I really am your half-sister, what do you think that means for us? Shit, and there it is. I don't know. I really don't know. That seems to be a very, very important part of the thing. It's like, do I really commit incest? Or, I mean, do I really, I mean, are they gonna have an incestuous marriage? I mean, it's a bit much, man. It's a lot to think about. Like, this is real hardcore shit. Alright, so, at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I will see you guys. No, wait. Fuck it. Honestly, nothing beyond the worry that we'll be misunderstood or targeted. Jay watches your face with subtle intensity. You know, when you left this morning, my first fear was you'd bail. Funny, Mallory asked a similar question. I felt the same way. Nah, you're my ride or die too, sis. In spite of herself, Jay giggles. Pretty sure we're not the kind of family Dom meant. So what now? So what now? Jay collects herself and gives you a smoldering look. Another date, of course. I got us a room Friday that gives us plenty of time to heal up for a rematch. I think it's time to show you what all in with me really means. Somewhere in the Caribbean. Oh, wow, there's some very interesting stuff going on here. Eve enters the living room, echoing with the familiar sounds of Call of Duty. She pauses to gaze lovingly at her brother before taking a seat next to him. Who were you just talking to? Jay. Jay, who's that? Oh, come on. Remember the redhead with the interminable legs from that sushi restaurant a few years ago? Oh, yeah, sure, now I remember. I still dream of her cleavage from time to time, you know, like PTSD. So, did she ask about me? You're such an ass, she doesn't even remember you, perv. Too bad. You know, her brother is a shooty nerd, too. A man of culture, for sure. Maybe we should trade deets and crush some noobs. What's his nick? I think she said it's Ghost Harem something. Jack ends the game abruptly, his gaze growing more agitated by the moment. What? Ghost Harambe? Yeah, that sounds like it. Holy mother of... Okay! That's where we're gonna end it. For now. So, you guys know as well as I do that in April, we do Arrowgay. So what does that mean? Well, we're going to hold off on Chasing Sunsets till May. Yeah, okay. So we're in March. AVN month is almost over. We're doing Waifu month next month. You know, Arrowgay month. And then, of course, we'll be back to another AVN month. That's how we're going to do it. That's how we're going to do it this year. I think that's a good way to do it. That way, everybody gets what they want. People that want the AVNs can tune in for the AVNs. People that want the Erogay can tune in for the Erogay. And regular visual novels, too, because sometimes we do those as well. So, at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord. And sorry I've been just a little... I guess... not great, like, my performance isn't that great, because I had a hell of a work day, so I'm really fucking worn out and exhausted, but I knew I had to make this content, so I'm making it for you, and it shouldn't be bad tomorrow when we do the show, but that was just a very unexpected, rough, crazy day, not normal at all, and hopefully I can provide a better performance next time. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Chasing Sunsets in May. Stay tuned.